And our first interview and our first chat is to Kevin Brunt. He's an EWN reporter. And Kevin is out in the Western Cape High Court today to determine the Ford company and that particular inquest, which is underway at the moment, where, you know, they are about to determine whether this Ford company should be held accountable for the death of a man in 2015. Now, Rochelle Jimmy, 33 years old at the time, died when his Ford Cougar burst into flames while he was traveling in the wilderness in the Southern Cape in December 2015. Today, Ford will present its evidence in the inquest of his death and have also brought experts from the United States who will testify and be cross-examined this week, and we're going to be chatting to Kevin Brunt for that update. Kevin, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to the show.
A very good afternoon to you, Zane.
Kevin, since that particular incident, another 80 Ford Cougars have burnt out in South Africa, and they've had to recall 4,000 vehicles. Can you remind us of the details of this particular case?
Well, with regard to this specific court case, Zane, it is a very isolated incident, and it's also being handled by the representative in court as that specific incident and not speaking to the other reports of the Ford Cougars also, catching flames there in the country, Zane. So this particular case is here to determine whether or not Ford can be held liable for Rochelle Jimmy's death there in December 2015. I know that there has been a recall process that took place following the other Ford Cougars also setting a light, and there's been an issue with regard to a specific time frame that Ford recalled those vehicles or were in the process of recalling those vehicles. But with regard to the testimony led in this court case here today, an expert, John Loud, testified. He's got 23 years experience. He works for an American-based company called Exponent Incorporated, and they are failure analysis and associates, basically determining or investigating the circumstances surrounding either a fire incident or issues with regard to electrical failure. And he's been brought on board by Ford to determine the circumstances surrounding the incident there pertaining Rochelle Jimmy in December 2015. A very detailed testimony that played out in court here today with Loud indicating the scientific methodology used to come to his conclusions. Court hasn't exactly heard what his conclusions in his report are, but simply stating that the investigation that was led by the family's expert is that the fire started, you know, from the body control unit in the vehicle, in the front of the vehicle. He did not come to that conclusion. So a very detailed testimony coming from this expert in court here with regards to what could have caused that fire there in December 2015 then.
Ford is suggesting that Jimmy has committed suicide or was even murdered. Is there any indication of that?
At this stage, no. It's simply the technical aspects. We've also seen the anterior part of a Ford Cougar in court here. We believe that will also still form part of the investigation as it unfolds. There has been a two-week court period in March where we've heard some of the eyewitnesses who were on the scene there at the time of the fires. They came and gave a specific account. So for the second part of the inquest, we expect to hear a lot more of the expert testimony. And today, starting with John Loud, the expert there from the consultation firm, saying that he's a multidisciplinary engineering scientist, that he has 23 years experience, and taking us through the process of how he got to the final findings within his report, also stating that four examples of the Ford Cougar, similar to the one that Rochelle Jimmy died in, were formed part of this investigation. He also used some of the evidence given to police officials, as well as some of the photographs, in particular saying that he got a lot of detail from the photographs and the videos that were taken there at the time of the incident. And also highlighting to court that Ford acquired his services to determine the origin and the cause of the fire, to also evaluate the performance of the 24th Cougar. So we are in this process now of going through all of those details in very specific details then.
And the family obviously strongly denying that, you know, Jimmy committed suicide or was murdered in any case. And then they've got AfriForum's head of private prosecutions, advocate Gerrie Nel, who is representing the family in this case for free. What has Nel got to say about this at the moment?
Well, for the biggest part of the day, Zane, for this morning, advocate the same note, acting on behalf of the Ford Motor Company, he led the evidence from the expert, and we believe that advocate now will then have an opportunity to cross-examine the witness. Rochelle Jimmy's sister, Renisha, is also in court present here, listening attentively to the evidence being provided in court here. She got up very quickly when they started presenting some of the evidence with regard to what happened on the day, but she's made her way back to court and sat through all of the evidence being provided by Mr. John Loud. He also took us through a bit of detail as to his investigation here in Pretoria, also saying that they did go to the police station where the torched vehicle was kept as evidence. So we do expect this type of technical questions to continue at least for today and maybe still for tomorrow. And then we'll have a specific answer with regard to these findings, but already contradicting some of the findings being made by the expert that the family got on board, that one of the components in the vehicle's anterior side caused the fire zone.
And the National Prosecuting Authority declined to prosecute this particular matter, and that is why it's actually now at a stage of inquest instead of, a solid case in a court of law and stuff like that. On the grounds of insufficient evidence, where does this leave the family?
Well, that is how Advocate Gerrie Nel, as well as AfriForum, got on board. The family felt that justice hasn't been served in that regard, saying that there is actually a case to be made with the National Prosecuting Authority, and that is exactly the purpose of this inquest here, is to determine whether or not the evidence that the family say there is can be used in a court of law to once again put this trial, to once again put this case before court then.
And if the inquest establishes, obviously, that the vehicle company was at fault for Jimmy's death, the National Prosecuting Authority, could they perhaps charge Ford then with culpable homicide?
That is my understanding, Zane. So this process is to see whether or not there are enough facts that can be brought to court, seeing that the NPA already found insufficient evidence during the first part of this investigation. So my understanding is that, yes, this case will then once again be brought to court, and then a case is to be made against the Ford Motor Company then.